All, particularly if you are a visitor here today, glad to have you with us as we think through Christ and his coming to earth and Christmas, and we've been singing Christmas carols. I'm not sure if you would answer the question, what is the best Christmas carol and why is it O Night Divine? You can think through that one. I love listening to the lyrics of Christmas carols, and there's some of them are quite substantial as we've been singing today, and others are kind of caught up in the whimsicalness of it all. I do like this one, the popular carol it sings. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be mistletoeing and hearts be glowing, loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas almost has a magical feeling about it, doesn't it? I was watching The Grinch last night and thinking of Whoville, just that place, Whoville, and the snow is just a magical place. The lights, the tobogganing, the fact that these young kids can be out so late without parental supervision, it's just a magical, magical place. Christmas in Australia, maybe a little less magical. Sweat, humidity, prawns, and the impending prospect of a storm. That's kind of our magical Christmas here. And Christmas is here, and it's come around quick again, hasn't it? Have you noticed that? Christmas is here again. It's upon us. Like, the bonbons have nearly popped, and the day is, in fact, nearly going to be over. That's a pretty depressing thought. Sorry to greet you with that this morning. But it's here, it's almost gone, which means if Christmas is gone, that means another year is gone. Another lap around the sun has gone. Another year has passed. And it makes you wonder, like, did the past year go the way you wanted? Did this past year go the way that you'd planned? The things that you wanted to change in your life, did you change them? Or have you found yourself back here a year later thinking, oh man, another year's gone, and not much has really changed? And is that how it's going to be next year and the year after, as the years go by quicker and quicker? I wonder if the magic of Christmas can last a little longer. I wonder if the magic of Christmas has good news for me. Well, the passage we're going to read this morning does have good news, and it gets to the heart of the true magic of Christmas, which shines brighter than any neon stars that lace the front of houses. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Luke chapter 2. We're going to read verses 10 and 11. To give you some context, there are shepherds out in the field, an angel of the Lord has appeared to them. And verse 10 reads this. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." I want us to hear this morning that the magic of Christmas can be found in this announcement. Announcement of good news, it's the first thing. Secondly, of great joy. And thirdly, for all people. So this is good news that the angel comes to announce. It's certainly not bad news. There's enough bad news out there in the world, isn't there? Enough bad news you might have heard this past year. Well, the angel comes to announce is good news, and the news is coming from a trusted source. This isn't one of those sources where you need to fact check. This is a divine source. God himself has sent his messengers with divine authority to announce this news. It is news that has happened. It's coming from a trustworthy source. This is no paperboy running an errand. This is a divine being coming to announce good news, and you can bet your life on it. If they say it's good news, it is good news. Not all things that say they're good are actually good, though, are they? That's what's hard, because we get a bunch of things that in our life we think may be good, they turn out not to be. I'll give you case in point, presents from the post office. They overpromise. As you're waiting in line at the post office, there's lots of little kids' toys around, and you think, these are good gifts. They're well priced, kind of. And then they don't last very long. And the children, they break, and well, that wasn't very good. Now, the good news here is full of promise. It's full of promise that it can deliver on. And this is good news. That's good news for all people. Now, some good news is only for some people. Like some people, you might hear good news, your political party got in. But for others who didn't like that political party, to them, that kind of news is bad news. But this news is actually good news for everyone. It is good in every way. It's good for you to hear. It's good for you to receive. It is good for you to know. It is good for your soul. This news is good for you when your life is going according to plan or when your life has been completely derailed. This is good news, loved ones. And how do we know it's good? Well, because of what the news is. I want you to imagine with me this morning, I had some good news to tell you. Imagine you'd put all your Christmas presents on a credit card and you've racked up the bill, and let's say you had one of those black credit cards which didn't had a pretty extraordinary limit. And what if I came to you this morning and said, hey, you know how you put all those your Christmas presents on credit? I know someone who actually can pay the bill for you, and they're willing to pay the bill for you this morning. I think you'd go, that's pretty good news. Now, that person's not here. If they are, I'd love to meet you. I'd love to introduce myself. I don't have one of those black cards. But that'd be pretty good news. All the debt paid off. I want you to imagine for a moment, though, that your debt isn't just maybe some thousands of dollars. Australians are going to spend somewhere $37 billion this Christmas season. That's a lot of money. But imagine for a moment you were $37 billion in debt. Now, I'm not sure what your income's looking like, but I imagine most of us can't pay that off. And you've got a problem. Well, the kind of idea of debt is a picture of what we are at spiritually before God. We're spiritually in God's debt. This is what the Bible calls the word sin. Each of us have racked up a debt of sin. Sin is the way the Bible used to describe the things that have broken and gone wrong in the world. Depending on your background, you might call it something else, but you've noticed something's gone wrong in the world. People don't love and relate to each other as they ought to. We long for peace, and yet there is hatred and division. And people haven't followed God's laws, and so they break and hurt one another. Well, this debt has racked up and we can't pay it down. We can't pay it off through being good. We can't pay this debt off through just wishing it weren't true. You can't get a credit transfer and get another card to pay off this debt to make it go away. You can't pay off the debt by trying to do better. But what if I told you this morning there was someone who could come pay that spiritual debt? The deficit that you can't pay, but you are accountable for. I imagine at first, you'd be suspicious. Maybe you need to have questions. You'd be like, I'm not sure I've even racked up a spiritual debt. But maybe as you look into it more, you realize, actually, I have. Because I think deep down, we all know that we've racked up some spiritual debt. And Jesus comes to clear it. And you say, what's the catch? And he says, there's no catch. You simply have to receive the work I've done. Well, I imagine that would be good news to you this morning. I imagine that would make you produce great joy. Because the good news is Jesus has come to deliver us from our sin. As we heard about earlier in Matthew. Look at verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Just as bakers bake and builders build, so saviors save. That's what they do. This is what Jesus specializes in. Jesus coming in the cradle isn't coming to look cute on a Christmas card. He's on his way to a cross to become king. He's a savior who saves. And that is what these angels are announcing. This is the true magic of Christmas. That the sin of debt can be cleared and you can be restored with your creator. This is why it's good news. And loved ones, it's good news. It's not good advice. You know, so much of life is found by good advice. So much good advice you might take on, and if you do this, then things will go better for you. And if you take this on, you'll get to this kind of stage in business. And if you do this, you'll get better in your relationships. And that's all good advice, and there's a place for good advice. But I know what you're like at following good advice. Sometimes I can't pull it off. Well, the good news of the gospel is not good advice about how to make bad people better. but it's about good news of Jesus saving people who are under the curse of sin. This is news in the most fundamental sense that it is a historical reality that really did happen. The angel says, unto you today a child is born. You didn't control this news. This news didn't happen to you in your sphere. It happened out there thousands of years ago. But firstly, this is good news. And secondly, because of what it is, it's good news of great joy. Again, I don't know what your Christmas wish looked like this year. Maybe you asked for some big presents or some small presents. But I wonder, if you were to write a Christmas wish list for your heart, what kind of things would you write? What kind of things would you long for in your heart if you wrote it down? In fact, I wonder, if you look back on your last year, the way you've lived your life, what has your heart been longing for? Because you've already been writing a wish list. You've already been chasing things, searching for things, trying to get goodness in your heart to achieve something, to meet the needs your heart is demanding for. What's on your heart's wish list? What are the good things you're craving? Maybe you like peace, happiness, joy. Well, certainly we love joy. It's kind of what we want. We want joy of opening presents. We want joy of spending time with friends and family. But we want a joy that goes deeper than those things. We want a joy that even in the unsettledness of life, that we know it's just going to be okay. We're looking for a joy that can ride the realities when things that we like break, or families are difficult, or when loved ones die. A joy that can keep the heart afloat amidst the kind of strains and pressures that you feel in the day-to-day of this past year. Well, this Christmas time, we're hearing about good news of great joy. Great joy because we can be reconciled to our Father, our Creator. How many of you know that trying to enjoy good things when you're in a bad relationship is really difficult? It's hard to enjoy the good things when things aren't going right relationally. Well, if you're not relationally made right with your Heavenly Father, the good things of the world are going to become problems and difficulties. You're not going to be able to fully enjoy them as you ought to. But this good news of great joy is coming, and it's announcing you something that God has done through the person Jesus Christ to make you right with your Creator, to give you more than the wish list of your heart, to give you your heart's deepest needs, which is forgiveness of sin and to be made right with your Savior, to be made right with your Creator. This is good news. If you understand it's good news, you'll understand it's good news of great joy. And lastly, it is for all people. It's for all people. It's not just for some people, but it's for all people. It's all those who had been waiting a Messiah, those who had put their trust waiting one day that they'd be delivered. That's for them, but it goes beyond that. And to us today, regardless of your background, regardless of your ethnicity or your family history, regardless of your education, regardless of the ways that you've nailed it this past year or the ways that you've fallen down, this is good news for all people. But because it's good news for all people, this morning you must understand it's good news that you must respond to. You must respond to this news. Now, there's certain babies when they're born that don't really mean much to you. There's babies born all the time that won't have any impact on our lives. I'm sure when we were young, if you were living hundreds of years ago and a new baby was born to a king, you'd think, oh, this baby's going to affect my life because it's going to be king or queen. It's going to rule over us one day. But the truth is, there's thousands of babies born that don't have any impact on you and me. Their news doesn't affect you. But there's a baby being born back then in the little town of Bethlehem whose impact would impact the whole world, and whose actions as Savior of the world would call for a response from everyone who heard the news. And that's where we find ourselves today. Good news of great joy for all people. And all of you have to give a response to this news, to this historical reality that Jesus was born. Because you need to know, Jesus didn't stay in the cradle forever. He matured, he grew up, and he would one day become king. And though at one point his birth didn't seem all that magical, born in a manger to kind of common parents, grew up in a degree of obscurity, and then as his life went on, maybe some more magic happened. And he died on a cross. He was put in a tomb for 3 days. What happened on the cross was where the real magic was happening. He was dealing with the penalty of sin and the punishment for sin. He was making a way that we could be made right with our Creator. And then he rose from the grave. You want to talk about the magic of Christmas? And rising from the grave. And that's what Jesus did. He sent it to heaven. And he announces good news. And he sends people out to tell that Jesus is risen. The one who was in the cradle has become king. And this morning I wanted, do you know the good news? Do you know the good news of great joy that is for all people? Everyone needs to hear it. And everyone needs to respond to it this morning. This is the true magic of Christmas. Oh, and you can have new life in Jesus. Your debt of sin can be paid and your relationship can be restored. This is more magical than reindeers and Rudolph. This is more magical than snow and candy canes. This is the magic of the gospel. So this Christmas, as you give and receive gifts, as you're doing that, would you consider the gifts that the Father has given? He's a very good gift giver. Do you have good gift givers in your family? The ones who just know what to get you? And there's others who are less good at giving gifts, and that's all right. We learn and grow, if you're like me. We learn and grow. I chose Christmas outfits this year for the kids. My wife's response was, you usually do very good. You usually do very good. And truth be told, I think she was right. I was in a bit of a rush. Dark blue and black apparently doesn't go well together. But we have the Heavenly Father, who's the greatest gift giver of all time. He knows exactly what you need. And he's given you the greatest gift of all time, Jesus Christ. So think about it. And as this next year goes by, and it will go by quickly, would you think about what you want to make of your life? Would you think about who you want to be? The kind of changes you want to make? But how this good news is going to bear upon your life? Well, that's my prayer for you this morning. Because you're going to hear lots of news, but think about this good news. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. It's who he is, and it's what he does. This is the gospel of good news of great joy for all people. I hope this Christmas day you can enjoy it, and I hope this Christmas day you can respond to it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for good news of great joy for all people. And we pray this morning as we share time with friends and family and food, that we would enjoy the greatest gift of all, the precious child Jesus, who lived, died, and rose again. Would you help us think about this Christmas, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.